Describing the indescribable, teaching the unteachable, pointing the way to the way. What does he think he is doing here? It can't be done. No way. He who talks doesn't know. He who knows doesn't talk. That is what Lao Tzu told us in a book of 5,000 words. If he was the one who knew, how could he have been such a blabbermouth? That's the problem with spiritual teachers. They have to be blabbermouths. But their words are, in the traditional Buddhist metaphor, fingers pointing at the moon. If you watch the finger, you can't see the moon. How meticulous the great masters had to be. In fact, the truth is right before our eyes, right under our noses. So simple that every child understands it. And yet, the farther you enter into it, the deeper it is. Where is the way to the way? What a question. Still, for complicated minds, drastic measures are needed. Lao Tzu's book was written as a response out of grandmotherly kindness. According to the oldest biography, Lao Tzu lived for a long time in the country of Chu, but seeing its decline, he departed. When he reached the frontier, the guard said, "Since you are going away, sir, could you write a book to teach me the art of living?" Thereupon, Lao Tzu wrote his book about the Tao and departed. This is legend, but it is an accurate description of the way in which true teaching happens. He who knows doesn't talk, but words are no hindrance for him. He uses them as he would use gardening tools. When someone asks, he answers.